Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre should be apologizing to Alberni Valley residents for a dismal record under Conservative representation, says Courtenay Alberni MP Gord Johns. Poilievre was in Port Alberni last week visiting workers at two private events while on a Vancouver Island tour. He toured Colson Aviation's remanufacturing facility at the Alberni Valley Regional Airport and spoke with dozens of employees. He then went to Great Central Timber Milling to meet employees at the mill before heading north to Campbell River in Courtenay. Read more. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre takes private tour of Colson Aviation. Poilievre took aim at the federal carbon tax, natural resource extraction such as raw log exports, LNG, and other mining endeavors. In a later interview, he took aim at Johns, saying he has betrayed the people of Vancouver Island in the way he and his NDP government counterparts have voted on federal issues. Johns said Poilievre caused damage to constituents in the Alberni Valley when his own party was in power from 2006 to 2015. The Conservatives chronically underfunded our region despite having an MP who was in government, John said. James Lunny spent 15 years as Conservative Party MP for Courtenay Alberni. While Poilievre claimed Lunny brought lower prices, lower taxes, better business opportunities, bigger paychecks and safer streets to the Alberni Valley, John said Lunny was in the bottom 5% of MPs raising issues in the House of Commons, while in 8 years, three terms, Johns himself is in the top 5%. You can't get help in your riding if the government doesn't know what your community needs, Johns said. While Johns has been in office, Courtenay Alberni has seen approximately $18 million in annual direct federal infrastructure funding, while under Lunny the number was $1.7 million annually between 2005 and 2015, Johns said. Neither sum includes the gas tax. The Conservatives have not named a representative for the Courtenay Alberni riding for the next federal election, which will happen around October 20, 2025.